What if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't work? If you're new to the Impact Secret Podcast Show, welcome to the family, to my existing family. As always, thank you for taking the time to join. On this podcast show, we discuss entrepreneurship, faith, marketing, and my personal favorite, personal development. I am your humble host, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks, hey, look, I'm just going to make it easy for you. It just simply means Ed. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I got some stories to tell. I was having a conversation with a friend. And this friend went into details of how they were frustrated about where they were in life. They were frustrated to the fact that they took 30 minutes of my time explaining the fact that they just don't have time to do the things that they want to do. Now, me being a great friend, of course I listened. And when I was listening to what was being said, I would interject certain things in. So when you said you don't have time, I said, do you get a lunch break where you work? They said, well, yeah, of course. I said, during that lunch break, what do you do with that time? Well, you know, if I'm being honest, you know, just eat lunch. Huh. Message. So I kept that in my mind. Then the next step, they go on and talking about, well, they got to take, you know, they got to take the kid here. They got to go to this location and to that location. And then by the time they get done after making these runs and these errands, they come home and cook dinner. And then after dinner, it's time to go to bed. And then I asked him, I said, weren't you doing a side hustle that you were, you know, basically you were making some money from it? Yeah, but I just didn't have the time to actually do it. And plus, you know, I need to go back and renew my license. And I got this thing to do and I got that. And, so at this point, we're an hour into the conversation. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I don't think this is something that someone wants to be solved. I think someone wants to just basically complain to me or vent, which there's nothing wrong with venting. See, I think a lot of times we intersect the two between complaining and venting. There's nothing wrong with venting. Complaining is once you've got everything out and then we start dissecting the conversation and saying, hey, these are some proposed solutions that I recommend. Pick up that side hustle that you were doing before. And this time at lunch, instead of just eating, won't you read up on the skills that you want to learn or the market that you want to go into? Listen to an audiobook, listen to a podcast, Impact Secrets podcast show, I do recommend. But I digress. Then it really hit me when we got off the phone. The reason why it hit me when it got off the phone, I said, you know, we sat there and talked for about an hour and a half. It was about an hour and a half. And I said, it's not that this person doesn't have time. This person just doesn't want to make the necessary time to achieve what they want to achieve. And when I would throw out suggestions, it was a more concern like, but what if it doesn't work? And when you are somebody that, when you're on this journey of this personal development journey, this entrepreneur journey, this faith journey, it's challenging talking to people. I'm gonna just be honest. It is extremely challenging because it sort of feels like, have you ever been to a conference and you get so excited about all the different things, and then you try to come back and tell somebody about it, like, hey, all the, and it's just like you're literally just spitting all the greatness that you learn and how you all excited and everything, yet and still they're like, you're a weirdo. And that's how it is sometimes when you really start investing time in, you know, the personal development lane and entrepreneurial faith and just the things you really enjoy doing. Like, you enjoy doing it so much that it doesn't matter how late it is or how early it is, you still want to complete the task. And when you have conversations with people like that, I have learned, and I learned this from Les Brown, and what he taught me was, and it was hard, because when you are somebody like my family that is listening to me, like the person that I am, where you want to help, you want to see you want everybody to win. You like, there's no way that we can't all win. And if you win it and I'm winning and we come together and we put our winnings together, like, we can be massive. And with that thinking, sometimes you have to remind yourself, you have to meet people where they are. And maybe that's probably what I could have titled it. You need to meet people where they are. Because I've learned that I have friends that when I start talking business or when I start talking marketing or entrepreneurship, they just tune out. And it used to frustrate me so much because I'm like, you complaining that you getting so tired of getting up in the morning for this job, and you're so tired of, you know, waiting for the weekends to really enjoy yourself. I'm like, hey, here's a list of items that I think you can do on the side. And I don't know how, I mean, you can make anywhere from, you know, $5 all the way up to whatever time you want to invest in it. And they just like looking at you crazy. And I'm like, oh, my bad. You're not ready yet. You just want to talk about it. No problem. Hey, let's talk. And sometimes I'll find myself where I will get off the phone or I will walk away, because to me, there's so much that life has to offer, and that, you know, when you're in this run and you're on this journey, on this path, and I understand everybody can't come with you. And I had to learn that you stop trying to take everybody with you and allow people, you know, and it's one of those things where they start seeing you start becoming successful. And success, again, can be in all different forms and ways. I mean, success could be in a sense of you don't stress out about certain things that you used to stress out or lose your temper or get angry, because you're like, this is a great opportunity. You start changing the perspective, or, ooh, I like this. I like this, family. You start changing your lens of how you're looking at things. So when you start changing your lens and adjusting your lens of how before you would looked at it as a problem or an issue, now you've adjusted and you're like, wow, this is a great opportunity. Perfect example, this morning, I recorded my podcast, which I thought that's what I was doing. And as I'm going through the recording process, I get a call. Now, I've never got a call early in the morning, so I never even thought of this. But what happened is because I'm leveraging Anchor, the recording just stopped and I didn't know, and I kept talking and talking. If that would have happened to me in the past, I probably would have become, I would have went into a victim mode or that woe is me and I'm frustrated. But what I realized, I was like, oh, that's good. Now I got a really a good opportunity to deliver the message, a different message. Because family, I have no notes. The only notes that I have is if I'm reading a story. But everything that I talk to you guys is what I'm living and what I've been through. Because my goal is hopefully, not hopefully, knowingly that me helping just starting off with four people, of course I want millions, but starting off with four, those four can help someone else. And creating a community of people that really want to progress. That doesn't say when they're talking to you and after they finish venting and you give them sound advice that they can go back and study and before they're already rejected and say, oh, that ain't gonna work for me. I trust me, I've heard it before. Oh, that ain't gonna work for me. How you know? How do you know that's not going to work? What evidence do you, well, you know, I tried it in the past. What did you try? Oh, you did try it. My apologies. Because when you try something, that means you made an attempt. And because you made an attempt, you call that trying. You didn't know we're on a journey. You didn't know this was a marathon. You didn't know that it takes, this is not hard. You're making it hard. So, family, I tell you, when you're venting and you're not complaining and you're talking to somebody and they give you sound advice, and again, you might say, well, ED, how do I know it's sound advice? Great question. This is how you analyze if it's sound advice. Listen. As soon as you listen, if you're not, don't reject it, because again, what people will do is reject it right away. Instead of saying that, say, that's probably something I should think on. And if it doesn't work, then throw it away. But if it does, now you got something that you got something to add on, combined to what you may have been thinking of how to solve the problem. So, family, I hope I gave you some insight about when you are venting, not complaining about something. Don't automatically jump and say, well, what if it doesn't work? We all know we have to take the shot to figure out if it does work. And the only way you can do that is through action. And don't just attempt to do it once. I just told you what happened with me in a podcast. I sat here and recorded for 15, 20 minutes. And I mean, I was going to find out that it wasn't recording because I got interrupted. But see, a lot of times in life we get interrupted, but we look at that interruption as a permanent and not a temporary stop. I'm your humble host, ED. Till next time, family, I'm out.